Hare Krishna. So Krishna spoke about the sacrifice to the demigods. Why sacrifice to the demigods? So that the demigods are satisfied and they provide all necessities to Arjun or the living entities in general. But Arjun, he started thinking that I don't need demigods. I don't need any opulent necessities. I'm fine. I'll go to forest. I'll beg and I'll eat. That's enough. And then, you know, his mood was that along with that, I will avoid this ghastly warfare also. So, I'll not be a thief. At the same time, I'll not be sinful. So, now Krishna is speaking a verse in which he's going to say that even when you go to forest, all the eatables which are there, they will grow by the rains. The rains come from whom? That is spoken here in this verse. So, let's see. That what is Krishna telling Arjuna and how Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Shloka number 14. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavah yagyad bhavati parjanyo yagya karma samudbhavah. So here, very nicely, Krishna is giving a cycle. In our childhood, we had learned some water cycle. But here, there is a different water cycle that is given. A cycle which is very, very subtle. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Bhutani is all the living entities having material bodies. So, how are these material bodies nourished? By anna, by the food. And now the question is, where is this food coming from? Where are these grains coming from? Parjanyadanna sambhavaha. Who is producing the grains? The rains are producing the grains. Now the next question is, how are the rains coming? Yagyad bhavati parjanyo. By various sacrifices those are done, the rains come onto this earthly planet. And what about these sacrifices? How do they manifest? Yagya karma samudbhavaha. So yagya is born from the prescribed duties. When a person is doing prescribed duties, it's like performing yajna. Let's discuss this verse, a very, very important verse again, you know, which we can implement in our day-to-day life. First one. Now the question is, you know, are we supposed to do separate sacrifices for different demigods? Because there are 33 crore demigods and we are indebted to all of them. Not just demigods, if you remember in the previous videos we have talked about we being indebted to the devatas, that is demigods, the rishis, the forefathers, the pitris, and people around us, and so many other personalities. So how can we satisfy all of them? And here, especially talking about the demigods, how can we satisfy them? Prabhupada is making some wonderful statements from the Shastra. Demigods like Indra, Chandra and Varuna are appointed officers. See, this word is very, very important. Appointed officers who manage material affairs. So, they are appointed officers. Appointed officers? Appointed by whom? The head or the lead of the entire universal administration, that is Lord Shri Krishna. He has appointed them. First point. Second, the Vedas direct sacrifices to satisfy these demigods so that they may be pleased to supply air, light and water sufficiently to produce food grains. So, these are appointed officers. They are taking care of various necessities of living entities. And Krishna himself has given Vedic scriptures. And in these Vedas, very nicely, he himself has given how to satisfy these Devi Devtas. So that the light, heat, water, everything is sufficient to grow food grains and other eatables which are there. But now, as devotees, we need to understand something which is very, very important. Are we supposed to go through this indirect method of satisfying the demigods? What is the direct method? Let's try to understand that. So here it is given, the direct method. When Lord Krishna is worshipped, the demigods who are different limbs of the Lord are also automatically worshipped. And here is a prophetic statement. There is no separate need to worship the demigods. If we just worship Lord Krishna, all these Devi Devtas, who are like the different limbs of Krishna's body, they all are satisfied. If you remember, we had given an analogy of watering the root of the tree. When we water the root, what happens? The entire tree will flourish. Similarly, when we satisfy Krishna, all the Devi Devtas will be satisfied. And as a result, whatever needs and necessities are there, all that will be fulfilled. We spoke in the last verse about prasadam, if you remember, offering bhoga to Krishna and accepting prasadam. Now, this is what the devotees do. And the benefit of that is given in this particular verse. What happens when someone has prasadam, only prasadam? Here it's given. For this reason, the devotees of the Lord who are in Krishna consciousness offer food to Krishna and then eat. What is the reason? Krishna is the whole and soul. He is the super soul of the entire universe, entire creation of all the Devi Devtas. And when food is offered to Krishna, which is one type of sacrifice, what happens? Through Krishna, all the Devi Devtas will also get satisfied. And when the remnants, when we have, the prasadam, when we have, what happens? Three things. First, this nourishes the body spiritually. The body is nourished spiritually. When we have normal food, in the previous verse it says we are having sin. And along with that, only maybe the external body might get nourished depending on the hygiene of the food. But then when it comes to prasadam, what happens? The body is nourished spiritually, and that is what is very much needed in our life. Second, it is the past sinful reactions in the body are vanquished. So we have committed so many sinful activities in the past. Even now, unknowingly we are committing so many sins. All those are removed, all those are vanquished completely. Third, body becomes immunized to all contamination of the material nature. This is a wonderful point. It becomes immunized, completely immunized. And here, now, Prabhupada is giving a nice analogy. He says, when there is an epidemic disease, an antiseptic vaccine protects a person from the attack of such an epidemic. So we take vaccination, you know, which immunizes the body from that particular disease. Similarly, prasadam acts as that injection which immunizes the entire body from the material contamination. And this is something which is very important for all those spiritual practitioners who want to attain the ultimate destination, ultimate goal of complete bliss and complete happiness serving Lord Sri Krishna. So this point of being immunized by prasadam is very important. So three benefits of having prasadam. First, nourishes the body spiritually. Second, all the past sinful reactions which are there in the body, those all are vanquished. And third, the body gets immunized from the material contamination. Next thing that is given here. A person in Krishna consciousness who eats only food offered to Krishna, can counteract all reactions of past material infections, which are impediments to the progress of self-realization. Wonderful point here. Now, what happens to those who are not having prasadam? All of you all who are hearing and not having prasadam, for them there is a point that is given here. One who does not do so continues to increase the volume of sinful action, and this prepares the next body to resemble hogs and dogs to suffer the resultant reactions of all sins. So it is but obvious also, you know, if you are just accumulating sins after sins after sins, you will glide down to the lower species of life. So this human form is given, this intelligent form is given to us so that we make intelligent decisions. What to do, what not to do. Only human beings can think, not animals. But then, if human beings are behaving like animals, doing whatever the mind says, they, you know, will glide down to the lower species. And as Prabhupada is saying, hogs and dogs are the destination. So in this way, having prasadam is a very, very, very important aspect. Very, very important point. And this point of material world is being, it's full of contamination. And we, as spiritualists, what are we trying? To remain away from contamination. To to remain pure. Now it's like a person is there in the water and trying to be dry. How is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Even when we are there in this material world, which is full of contamination, still we can remain pure. And what is the solution? How can we do that? Here it is given. One who is immunized by the accepting prasadam of the Lord is saved from the attack, whereas one who does not do so becomes subjected to the contamination. Just by having prasadam, the person gets saved from various contamination. And what's the big deal? Whatever is cooked in the kitchen without onion, garlic, without putting other prohibited stuffs, we can just offer it to Krishna, chant few mantras, which are given in the description block. And after 5-10 minutes, remove that particular foodstuff which was there in the plate. Now it has become prasadam, and then have it. Yes. So simple. But then, this simple things people don't want to follow, because the mind will not allow. The mind will say, who will do all this? But then the ones who are very intelligent, the ones who are really interested to break the cycle of birth and death, will surely take to this process of having only prasadam, so that they get those three benefits. Now the next thing which is given here in the purport is about how does yajnas get rain. Before that, Prabhupada is saying that everything that we are eating, the vegetarians, the plants and fruits and vegetables or whatever they eat, all that comes from the plants. And then the next thing, when it comes to the meat eaters, how is the meat coming from? Or where is the meat coming from? So when the animals eat the plants, that's how the meat is formed. So this field production is very, very important. Whatever is produced in the field is very, very important. And how is this field production coming into picture? The field production is due to sufficient rain from the sky. And such rains are controlled by demigods like Indra, sun, moon, etc. And they are all servants of Lord. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. And what is the yajna, the topmost yajna in this age of Kali? The Sankirtan yajna. Just by doing Sankirtan yajna, what happens? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied, and all his limbs, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, everyone, they all are satisfied completely. And being pleased with the living entities who are doing the sacrifice, the Sankirtan Yajna, they will shower the rains and everything else will proceed after that. When I read this statement for the first time, I was thinking, how is it possible? Sankirtan, you do Sankirtan at one place and then, rains at other place. Yes, or rains from the cloud, how is it possible? You're on the ground and rains are coming from the top. What is the connection? So, a lot of case studies are there, very, very wonderful, miraculous case studies. And it is not one or two where we can say that, it's a coincidence. It's not like that. There are so many where devotees are doing Sankirtan in a drought-affected area, and in next few minutes, or next few days, there is a heavy rainfall in that particular area. One particular incident which I remember is this happened in Punjab. This was in 2009. Now in 2009, there was a lot of drought. I was reading some articles and it said that there was a lot of drought in various parts of India. And in fact, it said that in the last 35 years, such drought was not there in some places in India. So what happened is the devotees in that particular place, let me tell you from which place they were in. Yeah, from Jalandhar, Punjab. So we have a center there, ISKCON center. So devotees there, they decided on 28th June 2009, that was a Sunday, they decided, let's do Sankirtan. They organized a huge 12-hour Sankirtan where lots and lots of devotees joined. Lots of people also joined. It is given in one of the articles, which I came across, is there were around more than 1,000 to 2,000 people. More than 1,000 to 2,000 people coming and doing Sankirtan. And the media coverage is happening and the newspaper reporters are there and they are seeing this huge Sankirtan that is happening. At any given point of time, there were easily 200 to 300 people doing Sankirtan. They started morning at 7 a.m. and the Sankirtan, it ended in the evening, 7 p.m. So this was on 28th June, Sunday. And 29th June, Monday, in the evening, there were heavy rainfall. And the reporters were baffled, and they came and they started interviewing the devotees. And you know, there was a very nice time where the newspapers, you know, they started talking about this incident. And there, a reporter commented that for the first time, someone has come up with a very wonderful solution to this problem of drought. The right and perfect solution for the problem of drought. Yes. And this is just one incident which I spoke about. But then there are so many incidences, you know, throughout the whole world. Prabhupada would go and challenge the government in the place where there would be drought. And he would say that just by doing Sankirtan we can get rains. And he would do it. So Prabhupada, which is the entire team, all the disciples, they would come together and do amazing Sankirtan. And again, in next few minutes or next few hours or in 1 or 2 days, there's heavy rainfall in that particular area. In fact, like this, ISKCON has got so many lands around. The government would be so happy and then just give a land. Just give a land. One incident happened in Hyderabad also. So there also, you know, such incident happened where Prabhupada did Kirtan. There was a Pandal program for 10 days. He started with his Kirtan and there was a drought in that area. In fact, last 1 year I was reading that there was no rain. So previous year there was no rain. And then this particular year also, there was no symptoms of rain. But then when A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami with his pure voice and with his kartals, when he started the Kirtan, next 2-3 days, the rain started pouring heavily. So here we understand that what Bhagavad Gita speaks about is practical, very much practical. The only thing is we need to have the purity to experience that practical stuff, you know, that's going to happen as given in the verses. So in this way, we see that Krishna is telling Arjuna, wherever you go, there will be rains, and because of that, you're going to sustain. And how will the rains come? From the yajna, and how the yajnas will come? From the prescribed duties. And what is your prescribed duty? Fighting. You're a kshatriya. So, fight. So in this way, very nicely, Krishna is trying to convince Arjuna that get up and fight. Now Krishna is going to proceed and speak about some more aspects on these lines of sacrifice. And he will teach us various lessons. Like in last few verses, we have learned so many things. Like that, in next few verses, there are many things that Krishna is going to tell us. And Prabhupada is going to uncover the secrets of these verses. So let's see the next verse in the next video. Hare Krishna.